Speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, I understand that we are facing some interesting votes coming up in the next week or so, one of them being the Coburn Amendment in the Senate, and this would affect the ethanol industry. And why don't you tell me what this amendment is, what it means, and what the ethanol industry is doing about it.
Well, on an economic development bill that has been on the floor of the Senate for the past couple of days that does not have a tax title, Senator Coburn last night sort of surprised everybody and went to the floor and substituted an amendment that he had on the bill that affected greenhouse gases with an amendment to just eliminate the ethanol tax incentive immediately. Senator McCain then went down to the floor to prevent us from second-degree in the amendment with something that might be more constructive, and he added a second degree that would eliminate the ability to spend any money on ethanol infrastructure. It is a two-pronged attack. It is designed to stop the growth and evolution of the U.S. ethanol industry. It is decidedly anti-farmer, anti-consumer, and really just leads us down the path toward continued reliance on imported energy and higher prices at the pump. We will have a vote likely on Tuesday now because he also filed for cloture, that also being a somewhat unusual move. Typically, cloture motions are filed only by party leaders, not by individual senators. So he's not only usurping the jurisdiction of the Finance Committee with a tax title on a bill that doesn't have taxes in it, but he's also usurping the traditional authority of the leadership to file cloture votes. So I guess Senator Coburn is all-knowing on this thing.
Any indication of how much support these two particular pieces of legislation have in the Senate?
Well, I suppose we'll find out on Tuesday just how much support there is. I hope that there isn't enough to get him 60 votes. You know, the ethanol industry has been responsible, and we've been engaged in a dialogue with folks on the Hill and within the administration on how we can reform the ethanol tax incentives in a fiscally responsible way, but doing so in a way that protects the investment that the taxpayer has already made in this industry. And I think what Senator Coburn is doing is recognizing that we were gaining traction, that we were likely to succeed in that reform effort, and that wasn't in his playbook. He just wants to eliminate it altogether. He wants this industry to go away, an industry that's responsible for some 400,000 jobs, and an industry that is producing fuel that is reducing gasoline prices by some 89 cents a gallon in 2010, an industry that is singularly responsible for reducing our oil imports, improving air in our nation's cities, and stimulating rural economies. He is toying with our nation's economic and energy policy in a way that is extraordinarily destructive and plays into the hands of OPEC and major oil companies that want to keep us hooked on oil.
Now, he's doing this ostensibly to help the federal deficit, but is he also at the same time doing anything to do away with subsidies for oil?
Well, of course not. I mean, this really isn't about fiscal responsibility, or his amendment would have included the tens of billions of dollars that the taxpayers continue to contribute to oil companies that are making tens of billions of dollars in profits every quarter. This isn't about legislating, or he wouldn't have included it in a bill that is not likely to see the president's desk. And it's certainly not about consumers, or he would not have targeted an industry that is helping to keep consumer gasoline prices 89 cents lower than they otherwise would be. This is solely and exclusively a grandstand on the part of Senator Coburn to pursue oil patch politics over policy.
What can corn growers and ethanol producers do between now and Tuesday?
Well, I hope that corn growers, ethanol producers, and frankly anybody that purchases gasoline and doesn't want to see their gas prices skyrocket calls their senator and urges them as forcefully as possible to oppose the Coburn and McCain amendments. This is an attack on the nation's rural economy. It's an attack on our energy security, and it's an attack on consumers across this country. So I would hope that everybody calls their senator to urge them to vote no on Senator Coburn, no on Senator McCain.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.